When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
What's up, y'all? We back on set with another episode of Carisha Please. And today we got the one and only Icy Girl.
Hey,
Miss Sweetie.
Hey, Carisha.
What's up?
What's up, girl?
How you feeling?
I feel good.
You look good.
You look hella fine.
Bartender, can I get a Carisha Please?
Oh, I know that's right. Can I get a Carisha Please, too?
This interview is being brought to you by Deleon Tequila, owned by a black man. Goes down smooth. Now back to more Carisha, Please.
So you just see it rolling out.
Uh-huh.
How was it?
It was fun. It was fun. I had a good time. It was my first time performing in like a year in front of a crowd that big. So I was hella nervous.
So you did your new song.
Uh-huh.
Don't Say Nothing.
Uh-huh.
What inspired it?
Don't Say Nothing. You know, I'm a Cancer, so like I've been in a relationship since I was like in middle school.
Uh-huh.
So like last year was like my first time just being single, and I've encountered men who like, you know, we have a good time, and then after that I hear them like talking, like telling people that we hanging out and that we doing some extra stuff. But it's just like, boy, just shut your mouth.
I feel like most men, they like bragging, right? So it's just like a bragging thing, like, you know, I fuck with you, like, right, one of the baddest in the game right now. So any nigga that's got you on bread, they gotta say something.
Thank you.
You gonna be talking to Sweetie, and I ain't gonna say nothing.
Yeah, but it's just like, I like to have a mutual understanding. Like, we not public, so don't say nothing. And as soon as they do that, I just cut them off.
I can feel that. I can respect that.
Thank you.
So speaking of being a Cancer,
uh-huh,
y'all are like super emotional
because
my son a Cancer.
He is?
Yes.
When's his birthday?
June 26th.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, it's so hard to discipline him, because if I be like, Jamie, tell me why you talking to me like that. So like, what's your mental state right now? Like, where are you mentally?
I'm much better than last year. I feel like I had to overcome a lot last year, mm-hmm, and I'm finally getting back to my centered self.
So why you say like last year you was like,
like, last year was hard for me. Like, I lost someone who I love.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you think someone is your soulmate and you don't end up with them, it's hard. You know, a lot of people thought that I was just having fun in a single life, but I was hurt. Like,
yeah.
I really loved him. And I was just doing a lot of soul searching. My problem is, I be thinking about, like, 10 years from now, we gonna have this, this, and that. So, like, when that don't happen, I be like, my dreams be, like, shattered.
So who telling your business on the blogs? Because of your son, you like...
Girl, honestly, I saw some of the blog write-ups and they were all wrong, because the people who I wrote that about will never see the light of day. Like, it never even got to that point of publicity. Like, no one knows who I'm talking about, and if they did, they'd be like...
Can you drop a hit? Is the person... Is they famous? Is they...
Yeah, definitely famous. Mm-hmm.
They're rappers.
Oh, I have no comment.
So let's talk about your album.
So
you got like an album name for it?
Yeah, it's Pretty Bitch Music.
I love it. I love the Pretty Bitch Music.
And speaking of pretty bitches, I got a pretty bitch gift for you. Cynthia, can you get the gift for her, please?
Oh, you're so sweet.
I got a little something for you.
Oh my God.
You know,
Thank you. Something for the
pretty bitches.
I know that's right.
I know that's right. Wait, go ahead. I want you to open it. I want you to see if you like it or not. Shanaynay.
Shanaynay. Thank you, sweetie. I got a frame.
Pretty bitches deserve pretty gifts, okay?
Period.
And it came out this year. Brand new.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Wait, you gotta open it. It's a sling for me.
Okay.
Put your little bread in there. You know, a little whoop-whoop.
I know that's right.
I know that's all the way right. Okay.
Sweetie got me my little Chanel bag. It's perfect.
It's a little Shanaynay. A little kid. When she go on a little trip, running errands, something light.
Thank you, sweetie.
You're welcome.
So, like, what's something we can expect from the album?
I think just honesty, you know. I'm very private with my life, mm-hmm. but I think, like, all my favorite artists are honest with their life. Mm-hmm. So I honestly, like, had studio sessions where I really, like, broke down in the middle of crying because mm-hmm. I'm just being hella honest in all my music, and I've never done that before.
I feel like that's great. Like, you know, it's just us as women and girls, we need something to relate to. Because mm-hmm. it's always just fucking nigga, or buy me this or buy me that, and we never put our emotions in the song. Uh-huh. So I feel like that's really, really good, and I'm excited about that.
Thank you.
I can't wait. Hopefully, I can listen to it and cry.
Thank you.
So, the Fuck Nigga Free remix.
Uh-huh.
What was that like?
So I love, like, catching a new girl before she blow. Mm-hmm. Like, Tay Money with Bustin', Mulatto with Bitch from the South. Like, it's just something so beautiful, like, seeing a woman who's coming up. Yeah. So I saw FNF, and I was like, I gotta meet her. Flew her to L.A., we cut it, shot the video, and I had a really good time with Glorilla.
How was the video? I saw you, like, on the car. I was like, look at me.
It was a lot of fun. I had my best friend there. She had her friends. And it just felt like high school, like, fun.
I felt like you was perfect for the song. I could hear your voice on it.
Thank you.
And I'm excited about that.
Thank you, Carisha.
All right, so I feel like once upon a time, you were so active on Instagram. You was, like, my favorite person to go to for content.
Yo, thank you.
Birkin bags had an Instagram.
Uh-huh.
And you was just, like, crazy with the pictures. Uh-huh. Like, I'd be like, how the fuck she got, like, a... Because I'm not a selfie person. Like, I'm not photogenic. I hate taking pictures.
You're not photogenic. Girl, you fine as fuck. What you talking about?
I'd be like, take this picture. I don't even want to know how I look. It's just like, see, like, I'm just not a picture girl. So when I see your pictures, I'm like, this bitch so fucking fine.
Girl, you fine. What are you talking about?
And it was one point you was going, like, crazy. Uh-huh. And then you just, like, you know, mm-hmm. ain't been on Instagram in a minute. Like, what happened?
Like I said, I was doing a lot of soul searching. I was in the studio, and I really just wanted to take time to really become an artist. Mm-hmm. I feel like I blew up too quick, to the point where, like, I was being booked for shows, for campaigns, for brands, and no one really cared about me being in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, my love for music kind of just got put on the backside. So I really wanted to, like, focus on my artistry,
yeah.
you know? Because I never had the opportunity to do that. So me laying low is just me just working.
Yeah, because we all know. One thing about you, you go get to a bed.
Thank you.
And that's on McDonald's.
Thank you.
How was it, like, having your own, like, McDonald's meal?
It was fun. You know, I was really surprised because I didn't know that it was going to be that big. And when I got it, like, I really love McDonald's. I really love McDonald's. So it was, like, one of them campaigns I was just having fun to shoot.
What was, like, your favorite campaign, like, that you had, like, shooting and, like, worked with?
Definitely McDonald's. Definitely Mac with Cher. Cher was hella cool. Like, she an OG, but she a young bad bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So you recently cut your hair.
Uh-huh.
What inspired you to do that? I'm like, oh, shit. Like, one thing about you, you don't always serve a look. You're not scared. Like, I love that about you. You go try any color and you make it look good.
Oh, why you make me feel so special?
Because you are special.
Oh, thank you, girl. like I said, like, I was soul searching, I was meditating, and there was a point where I was, like, just really depressed last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one thing about me, like, I'm not gonna complain. Like, if I'm going through some shit personally, business related, like, I just keep it to myself. And I think that I had just internalized a lot from last year. So through meditation, I was like, I just want to, like, restart, clean slate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was like, fuck it, I'm going to cut my hair off.
So how you felt? You liked it?
I felt good, but I honestly felt really naked. Like, when you cut all your hair off, you just feel like there's just nothing to look back at. But I felt refreshed.
You looked good. I liked it.
Thank you.
Like, okay, now.
Thank
That's
you.
How you know you a bad bitch.
Thank you, girl.
How do you feel about people always speaking on, like, plastic surgery, like, BBLs, mm-hmm. and we gotta get our body done. Like, how you feel about it? Like, what's your take? Because I feel like with Gorilla,
mm-hmm.
they like, oh, she need to get a BBL. But as soon as she get a BBL, they gonna be like, bitch, you start rapping and get their body done. It's like, you can never please. Like, they want a natural bitch, and then when you get your body done, it's a problem.
I think a woman should just do whatever she wanna do. And we always gonna have people commenting about how we talk, how we speak, how we dress, who we talking to, who we dating. So I really feel like women should just do whatever they want to do with their bodies. You know, my body, my choice.
Mm-hmm. I feel it. So what you think about the new abortion law?
Girl, it's whack. Like, I just think that the Roe versus Wade, it's like I said, it's my body, my choice. So I think I'm really fortunate to be living in a in a state, California, that's so liberal. Mm-hmm. But when I see other states put that restriction on women, like, my heart goes out to them. Because you don't know what a woman got to get to where she's at to make her want to make that decision to do what she wants to do with her body.
Right.
So I feel really like I'm very empathetic towards it, because I know a lot of my homegirls who had to do what they had to do because it just wasn't the right time and right situation.
Do you see yourself having kids? Like, do you plan on having kids?
I don't.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
I don't know. I used to want kids, like, hella bad. Mm-hmm. Real bad. but, like, being single, like, it gotta be the right person.
So how does it feel being single?
It's fun, but at the same time, I'm very, like, being single, like, I be having anxiety. Like, when I go on dates, like, I be like, I don't want to get caught. Like, because you just, somebody see you out with somebody see you sitting next to somebody, like, the whole world just erupts.
Right.
So it's fun because it's my first time really being single, but at the same time, I have, like, a lot of anxiety when I go on dates.
So how you felt about when you was at a basketball game and you was just sitting next to somebody and it's like, oh, sweet day and such and such?
What's hella crazy is, like, I never thought the media was going to take it that way, only because hella celebrities always sit next to each other. And every time I'm, like, talking to somebody, sitting next to somebody, doing something with somebody, people automatically assume that's my man, and it's not.
Yeah, I hate that.
Right?
I hate being attached to somebody that is, like, nothing.
All right.
It's
like, don't be adding nobody to my body count.
Period. So, you recently went viral for sitting on somebody's lap. What was that? Like, the whole Chanel story and the story that came out, like, what was that about?
What you mean?
How it came about, like, the selfie, did you make a mistake? Did you mean to post it? Like, did you think that people was gonna find out that it was him?
I just think that whole story just unraveled to, like, something that it wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So what was it?
You know, girl, I just be living my life.
So did he really drop a bag on you in the Chanel stuff?
I don't shop and tell.
Period. So speaking of shop and tell, what's the most money a guy ever spent on you? Because I feel like men these days are very cheap, but I do feel like they spend money on who they want to spend money on. Because in your son, you like $100K, ain't nothing. Check my network.
Girl, right. That was like a message to the blogs. Like, baby, I can afford that. You feel me? Because I be taking myself on shopping sprees.
I know. I saw one time you had the jeweler pull up on you.
Uh-huh.
Bought a whole bunch of jewelry. You always jumping on and off checks.
Mm-hmm.
I don't play with her. She not one of them.
You know, don't play with me. Stay with me. But the most, I would say...
I know.
I would say...
You got a car. Yes, about shit.
Yeah, and, like, sometimes I don't even post what I get because... Twitter, Instagram, they be like the FBI.
Right.
So I like to keep what I get now just low-key.
I know, that's right. I hate a bitch to find out my teeth.
All right?
Yeah.
You wake up and you be like, what the hell going on?
You ready to get into the smoke?
Let's get into the smoke.
So, we all know some shit gonna go down when it's money in the elevator. I just really want to know what was in the suitcase.
The suitcase? Oh, the orange thing?
Yeah.
Girl, it's a Call of Duty bag.
I'm like, what the fuck was in that suitcase?
Just a little, you know, a little whoa.
So, did Quavo ever cheat on you?
Huh?
Did Quavo ever cheat on you?
You know, I think the past is just the past, and I moved on since then.
Did you think our relationship was toxic?
I think we had a lot of, like, growing pains together.
I feel like when I looked at y'all, I just loved y'all together. Like, y'all chemistry. Y'all was so cute.
Girl.
I love them. I had just spent Valentine's Day together.
Uh-huh.
So cute. Your birthday party.
No, I thought we was gonna spend, you know, the rest of our lives together.
Mm-hmm. You know, you think that with every nigga. Like, you get a nigga, y'all be in love, and he's like...
With him, I just knew it was the one. It was different.
So what was the end? Like, why y'all envy y'all relationship?
Just differences, you know.
Why you feel like you want to spend your life with him? Like, the rest of your life? Like, what made him special? Like, what was it about him?
I was just, like, hella enthralled with just who he was as a human. Like, even if he wasn't a rapper, like, I would have still, like, been in love with him. It was one of them type of things. Like, if he was a little mailbox man and I came across you, like, I would have still wanted your ass.
So how you felt when he took your car back?
Girl, I had to go get me a little rose because I was like, I really enjoyed my luxurious experience. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get one myself.
I know that. So I was at your birthday party when you got it.
Yes, girl. Y'all was looking hella cute.
We had so much fun.
I had a lot of fun with y'all.
I was like, okay, sweetie, not a party. It was my first time partying with you. You was like, I'm like, okay.
Girl, my whole family was there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yo, I remember your uncle being there. Uh-huh. Your uncle was sweet.
My uncle, my auntie, my dad was there.
Yeah, I like partying with y'all.
Thank you.
What would you say you learned from that relationship?
Honestly, I think I learned how to be a woman. Because, like, the way I was raised, like, I was raised in a really tough environment. Mm-hmm. Like, both of my parents is tough. But, you know, since I was in love, I was like, it's time for me to step it up as a woman.
Mm-hmm. You know how to cook?
Yeah, girl, I know how to cook from scratch, too.
For real? Mm-hmm. What's your favorite meal to cook?
I love to cook steak, seafood pasta, a little asparagus, you know.
You know how to cook. That's so, okay.
Or you know I love my food.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about your eating habit.
What?
Like, what the fuck you be eating?
Everything.
I see. I'm like you just be eating the most weirdest shit. Like, why? Where that come from?
I think I've always just enjoyed food. Like, ever since I was a little kid.
What's your favorite food?
Ooh, it really just depends on how I'm feeling. Like, I like everything.
I know, I see you be eating, like, them little seafood.
Oh, y'all see her face? She disgusted with me.
Drugs and, like, I'm like, I hate crab. It takes too much to break the crab, get to the meat. You got to dip it in the sauce. And it's just like, I went through all that for this little piece of ass meat.
But I just think it's fun to crack it, like a challenge. Crack it, suck it, eat it.
Oh, that sounds real. Have you ever cheated in a relationship?
Girl, absolutely not.
For real?
Mm-hmm.
So who do you think is better cheaters, women or men?
What you think?
I think women, because we know, I feel like men are so sloppy with their cheating.
Mm-hmm.
So we know how to, like, you got one up on them. Like, they so careless, like.
Right, but I think when he gets caught several times, he gets good at cheating.
I don't know. I'm like an investigator. I'm going to go through your ex. I'm going to go through whoever you with, your whole crew. I'm going to go through their Instagram. And I feel like you got to, like, pay attention. Like, I'm going to go through anybody, mom or somebody. You going to find some teeth somewhere.
Uh-huh.
And what I do is I like to, like, lay on a nigga chest. And when they put their coat in, I'll put it in my notes.
For real?
Yeah. And then, like, most of me, they got kids. Uh-huh. They pass for, like, their kid's birthday or some shit like that. So I feel like they real sloppy. Or it's not them. It's, like, the homeboys. They, like, uploading everything. You see a bitch on the side.
Uh-huh.
So I feel like with us, we know how to, like, keep things private. And we don't want to get caught. So we, like, a little more, like, we ain't gonna say nothing.
But I also feel like you able to tell when your nigga cheating when, like, how his homeboys act. Like, because homeboys be having guilt, too. That's what I think. Like, the energy be a little off.
I feel like...
What you feel like?
Homeboys
be giving it away to me.
They do. They always give off that vibe. Like, it's always something about them. It's like, they be wanting, like, slick tail or something like that. Like, I don't know. It's always something about a friend. But I always feel like you can find out information through a friend because they post everything majority of the time. But I feel like niggas real sneaky, but I feel like girls are sneakier. I do feel like we more sneakier than men. Have you ever went through a nigga phone?
Absolutely. Girl?
I had to stop that because, like, I always go through a nigga phone and get what I'm looking for. And then I'll be sitting there like, why the fuck did I do that? So I told myself, I was like, you know what, like, moving forward, I'm not gonna do that. Like, I just...
Honestly, what's hella crazy is I think the phone has always been the cherry on top, but I've always felt it was like my gut.
So this is a conversation I always have with my friends. Would you rather an honest man that like tell you like, hey, I got this going on, or would you rather not know? Like, would you rather know or not know?
I want an honest man because like my dad always taught you like a real man always gonna give you the choice of staying or leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And if you would have like let me know what I signed up for, that's different.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't make no fantasy for me. Like, I can handle it. Just let me know so I can decide if I want to deal with it or not.
So if a guy told you the truth and he gave you that option, you staying or you leaving?
If I'm just having fun, it's different than if I'm trying to be serious.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So how do you feel when they say like women emotionally check out, like they check out emotionally before they do like physically? Do you believe in that? Like, do you check out in your head before you show it? Like,
yeah, I think I do check out emotionally because I be trying to hold on as long as I
can. Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Could. And then after I just check out, I be like, what a nigga did.
I know, like for me, I start, like, I know when it's done, I start looking at how a nigga eat, how he walk. I hate the way he walks. I hate the way he eat. I, like, right. I'm like, ugh. Like, it's like, it's so bad to the point I'm aggravated. It's like, I don't want you next to me.
Have you ever, like, peeped what he was really doing and just kept it to yourself? And then that's what makes you aggravated? Because that's how I feel. Like, I'll find out something, keep it to myself, make sure I get a little bit more evidence, but then he just becomes hella annoying to me.
Yeah. I feel like it have been plenty of times where I know what's going on, but I don't say nothing because I'm like, I don't know why I'm not like a confrontational person. Like, I don't like to really like argue and shit. I'm an Aquarius and we were like quiet.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I go there, but if I go there, it's like, it's bad. So, like, I really try to like think about it. Like, you know what? I'm gonna just chill this time. And I like hold so much in to like when I explode, it's always bad. So I need to get better with like speaking on how I feel because I'm like, nah, it's cool. Nah, it's cool.
Mm-hmm.
But then that last time, you're gonna have to put like, it be so bad. Like, it's like, I'm gonna break up everything in the house. I'm gonna call you every name. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just like bring it to your front door.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like to really like yelling. Yeah, like, sure, nigga, I'm sweating. It's like, nigga, I'm cool off you. I ain't tripping.
So I think when I was, like, younger, mm-hmm. I would do that. But as I got older, like, I don't think it's worth the energy. Mm-hmm. So I feel like it drains a lot out of me when I go there. So I'll just disappear.
That's how I am.
Mm-hmm.
I just get the fuck on, block you, and then you like, why you answering my phone calls? It's like, nigga, you know what the fuck you did. I'm not about to ask you.
When you get that restricted phone call?
I'm like, oh, he love me.
Right.
Because now if I block you and you ain't calling me, it's like, nigga, you really ain't care about me.
Mm-hmm.
So we gonna get into some sex. Do you consider yourself freaky? Like, are you a freaky girl?
I'm a Cancer. So I think we know what to do.
I never heard about Cancer.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think I'm really just tapped into like my emotions and my body, and I know what I want. I feel like if a woman knows what she wants, it gives a different type of exchange.
So are you like a teacher or are you like a learner?
Both.
Oh, I love it. Are you like more passionate or like freaky?
I think it just depends on who I'm with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You like quickies? I ask because I hate quickies. I never had sex in the car.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like that's a quickie. And I hate that. And then every time I tell somebody that, they're like, you never had sex in the car. I'm like, no.
Girl, all I gotta say is these windows tinted.
Ooh. I gotta really get outside.
You be outside?
I'm outside, but like I ain't never had sex in the car because I feel like it's a quickie. You know, I already like quickies. I kind
of. You like getting into it?
I like a little.
So are you freaky or are you passionate?
Freaky.
Mm.
I'm a real freaky girl. Like, I like to, like, do whatever a man tell me to do.
Like what?
Get on your knees, crawl.
I know that's right.
Bark like a dog.
Girl, that's what some good wood would do to you.
I like to just, you know, I feel like sex is supposed to be fun, so I like to have fun when I'm doing it. I like to just be submissive and just do whatever a man tell me. I like to, like, dress up and act like a cat.
Mm-hmm. You be meowing?
Yes. So what do you think is like the freakiest thing you ever done? Cause I be trying to have girl talk and just learn some tricks. Like what? Let me see. What's the freakiest thing you ever done?
You know what? If I say this, he gonna know I'm talking about him.
Okay.
But honestly, like, I'm able to like know what I'm about to do because I be asking. I'm like, what you wanna do? You know, I be asking questions. Uh-huh. But I think it's best if I just keep that to myself.
I think that when I have sex, I'm more of like a turn around, flip me like this. Mm-hmm. I'm more of like a, I'm telling you what I want. Like, fuck me like this. Lift my legs up, pin me down, turn me over. Okay, all right, I want to do another position. But I'm learning to just do it.
Do you feel like men get intimidated in the bedroom?
Yes.
I think they do too.
I feel like we definitely intimidate them.
Uh-huh.
And I feel like...
I just want more women to know that, though. Like, the pussy is intimidating.
Very.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever, like, faked a nut?
I think you know the answer based on my response. But, like, as I get older, I don't do that no more. I'm very honest.
Really?
Either you understood the assignment or you didn't.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Because you gotta think, like, a nigga gonna brag about you too. So I would hate to send them off with the wrong message. You know? Like, oh, he thought he did something. If you don't do nothing, then I'm gonna let you know.
I feel like I don't lie so much. So it's like, I just recently started coming off sex. But for so long, I didn't. I'm just more of like a dick pleaser. So it's like, as long as you get your nut, I'm good.
Uh-huh.
But I'm...
For real?
Yes.
What?
I was like that. Like, I normally just like come off head. Like, and most men don't know how to give head. They just lick, lick, lick.
Uh-huh.
But I have to like... I have to like teach you how like to like, you know, and I come. But like off of sex, I just like literally just started to come off sex. Like... Literally, like, I used to always be like, yeah, I know that. And it wasn't.
Girl, I'd be like, no, I didn't. So, try again next time.
So, because then it's like, okay, then I need to do it too. And it just be like, I don't know. I feel like sex is so, like, you got to know what you want. A man got to know your body. That's why I feel like sex is so, like, personal.
I honestly wish I just had a big sister to, like, teach me. Because everything that I've learned, like, I've learned on my own.
Like, I'm a big sister.
Yeah. Like, just teach me about it. Because I felt like that in the beginning. Like, I just had to please and act like it was when it wasn't. But the more I became more comfortable with myself, the more I was vocal.
Mm-hmm.
Like...
And I also think it's like a mind thing, too. I feel like, because I can be about to come. And if I just think about something, it just, like, go away. So I also think it's, like, the person is just how much you like them. Like, that's what I think. I really think it's, like, a mind thing.
So what sign give the best sex?
Scorpio.
Really? I've never tried that before.
A Scorpio, and I would say a Sagittarius. Both walk my world. Who would you say?
Definitely fire signs. You know.
No, I want you to say a sign. I want you to just say which sign you think.
I think Leos.
Really?
Leos, yeah. It's a fire sign. They're pleasers to me.
I had a Leo. Mm-hmm. But I was young. I was, like, in high school. So I just feel like I had a Sagittarius at high school. Two of them. And I could just say one of them taught me some things, and it's like, And I had a Scorpio.
I've heard about Scorpios. I've never talked to a Scorpio.
The best. If you ain't ever, like, you need to get you one just for the... But you gotta get the right one. They just, like, womanize us and they just... What pussy power means to you?
I actually got this song where I do talk about pussy. Mm-hmm. Pussy power to me, it means, like, for one, it's powerful. Mm-hmm. It's like a utopia. It's sacred, it's supreme, and it's yummy. So I literally have a song where I break down what pussy means. Mm-hmm. And I love that we talking about it, because I feel like with women like you, like, I love looking at your stuff. You're so confident, and you, like, exude feminine energy. And I wish more younger women tapped into that, like, at a younger age, because I think we learn that through experience, you know?
Right.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's Devin here from Money Honeys. If you're a fan of learning about your business and finances through storytelling and pop culture, then you got to be sure to check out and subscribe to Money Honeys, a show that covers the nitty-gritty of maintaining your personal wealth through fun conversation. And you know what? It's brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network, anchored in hip-hop, powered by creators.
Pussy power to me is, like, not just sex. It's just your aura. It's your energy. It's everything.
I feel like you give that a lot, too, because when I saw you performing on stage in them heels, I'm like, how the fuck, sweetie, performing in them heels? I would have been flipped over, and I feel like whenever you on stage, you so confident. You always got your hand out. You drop
the low. You do, too, though.
You really, like, bring out. Like, I don't, like, I always, like, when I'm on stage, I'm kind of, like, in my head. I'm kind of, like, shy a little bit. I have to, like, really take shots. Like, whenever I see you perform, you always just, like, drop it to the flow. You bring your attitude out and you, like, pop your shit. And I love that about you.
Well, I
saw that in your role of that performance.
Well, I be in my head, too. So, thank you for telling me. But, like, with you and JT, like, I'm a real ass fan. Mm-hmm. So, like, when I see y'all on my, like, explore page, on my timeline, like, I'll tap it and really look at it. Like, y'all give the same thing to me. Like, y'all hella sexy.
Hey, by the way, I love when you dance. I love
you. Okay, so you know how we were talking about earlier, how you be letting the comments? Like, I would have never thought you would think that, because when I be reading the comments, they be talking shit about how I dance. So I be like, damn, I bitch gotta practice some more.
No, I love it. Like, when you was, I think you was in Vegas, and you had, like, your Chanel bodysuit. You was, like, smacking your ass. I'm like, period, sweet. And it's jiggling, and I love it. I just love everything about you. I feel like you's, like, so sexy. I love that you be in your own world. Like, you don't really click with too many people. Mm-hmm. You just do you. And I feel like...
I feel like I click with you, though.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I always felt like that. Like, at your party, we was like... I'm like, I love sweetie.
Even before that, though, I don't know if you remember. Remember when I was trying to convince you to stay in Atlanta? Mm-hmm. I was like, I want to hang out with her.
Yeah, I
love, like, your vibe.
We was at the studio. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I got to leave. I wish I would have stayed, but... I love to, like, hang out with you more. I just love everything about you. I love the way you carry yourself.
Thank you.
I love the way you speak.
Really?
I love how you support, like, all the women. Like, earlier you was saying, like, how you love that, like, help, you know, other female artists. And you just, like, be out the way. So I just really love that about you. And I feel like, you know, you get to your money. Mm-hmm. You're a private. You that bitch. so cute.
You that bitch. Girl, you making me like ooze inside.
No, I just want to take, I want to give you your flowers.
I want to give you your flowers.
Somebody from my team, can we order Sweetie some flowers? Gotta go shopping for you.
I gotta go shopping for you. Are you one of them girls, like I know, like a nigga love going shopping for you because your body, your face, everything is just so perfect.
Same. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're gonna get into this or that.
Okay.
Athletes or rappers?
Rapper. Mm-hmm.
But you always say the basketball games.
I like sports.
You do?
I love sports. I grew up playing sports. So like I've never talked to an athlete.
Really?
Like, I don't know. It's just something about them.
Well, you know what? I would say it, but I want to get a backlash. I'm saying, fuck you.
Girl, fuck it.
I feel like with athletes, they like live through rappers. Mm-hmm. I feel like they want their lifestyle so bad. Mm-hmm. Like they got so much structure, they don't really have freedom.
Right.
Like they have to like practice home. Mm-hmm. They can't really be, you know, in a club and...
I just kind of feel like athletes got, like, restrictions. And I grew up in, like, a football and basketball family. Mm-hmm. So I grew up around athletes. So to me, that's, like, normal. Yeah. Like, all my uncle's homeboys be, like, football players, basketball players. So to me, that's, like, normal. Like, I like the other side.
Yeah, you like the little the hood and the coffee and shit outside. I start athletes, I always have, like, damn, when you get to know them, I'm like... You're a really corny ass nigga. Like, you really is like in the house, not really outside, and you like really living through like rappers. So, I agree with you on that 100%. Would you consider a fat and short dick or a long and skinny?
Oh, neither.
But if you had to pick?
If I had to pick? Oh.
I know y'all came across one of them in a lifetime.
I think size matters and width matters. So, you know, long and girthy.
I know that's spit or swallow.
I think it depends on my mood.
I'm not a swallower. Like, don't nut in my mouth. I hate to say something that it's warm. Crusty. Like, if you spit in my mouth, nigga, you won't punish me. And I ain't sucking your dick for a minute.
You gonna fight him?
I just always be like, don't nut in my mouth. I don't know. But it, like you said, it depends on the nigga. Because, like, nigga, if I love you,
it
I
really just
like,
depends on the mood and who it
but
is.
But I never swallowed. So I may have to work on that. Are you, like, quiet or, like, you a moaner?
I think I'm just a vocal person in general.
I'm not gonna lie. Like,
in the bedroom or the boardroom.
I'm like a fucking porn star. But
I know, that's right, girl.
I don't know, like, moaning turned me on. Like, it just makes me more wetter. Like, when I hear myself just, like, screaming, I'm like...
Oh, you turn yourself on, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, too.
Do you prefer missionary or doggy style?
Honestly, girl... I feel like it depends on the dude. Because, like, I feel like a shy dude is good for missionary. And a dude who just, like, know his shit is good, doggy style.
Are you, like, a person that made eye contact? Like,
yeah.
You like the sticker.
I ain't waste no time.
Like, I don't know. I am a person that, like, do eye contact. But I like to do it, like, more when I'm giving head. But, like, if you on top of me, I'm, like, shy. I'm, like, stop. Like,
really?
Yeah, like if I'm giving head, I'm like looking at you like, nigga, is it good? Because I'm more of like I like a nigga like to tell me like what it's giving, like, damn, you doing this good, damn, this pussy wet or whatever. So, like, missionary for me, I'm kind of like shy. But if I'm on my knees or if I'm on my, you know. I'm like, nigga, let me lie.
I would feel like, I would think you'd be more shy the other way, though. No?
Because this is kind of like, I like giving head. I grew to love it. Like, at first, it was, like, not my thing. Because I used to, like, hate spit, and I just felt like, why I'm doing it. But, like, that turned me on, too. Like, I just, like, if I like you, I'm like, come put show in my mouth.
Put it in my face. I feel you, girl.
Do you like give me head?
I agree with everything you're saying.
So do you prefer a shave or bald or like hairy?
I hate bald.
For real?
Yes, girl. Oh my goodness. Let's talk about that. I feel like it's amateur.
Really?
Yes. I'd be like, what's going on?
Okay. I feel like the first time I saw it, I was like... The first time I saw it, I was like, you know, famous and dating it. And I'm like, whoa. Then I saw a second one. I'm like, okay. And I'm like, okay, this is like a normal thing. And now I prefer that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it.
Why? I feel like it's so clean. It's so pretty. You can see everything.
I don't like it to be pretty. I like it to just be like grown, wild, like, oh.
Really?
Yeah.
I love a pretty bald dick. Like, nigga, you want me to help you shave?
Like, oh, my goodness. I don't like that. Mm-mm.
Sweetie. Why not? So, what do you prefer in yourself?
It just feels like a little boy. For me, mm-hmm. Oh, girl. Bald ego.
Yeah, me too. I know someone would like the little nanny strip. I'm like, just take that shit.
No, just take it all the way off. Mm-hmm.
So, are you like a head person? Like, do you prefer head before sex or you're not like really into head?
If they do a good job, then yeah. Because a lot of men don't know what to do.
Exactly.
It's just like very aggressive.
Yeah.
Like, you gotta talk to it. You gotta speak to it.
I can't tell y'all what I like.
What?
I like to just like point at you to just like kiss it. Like,
yeah, like soft, sensual.
Like kiss it.
Because I feel like she's a different person, you know?
Right.
You got to get to know her, talk to her, too.
Yeah.
I hate an aggressive-ass nigga down there.
Yeah.
I'd be like, stop. It's almost like a woman using her teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, quit being so wild down there.
Exactly.
Like, calm down. Have some manners.
Just relax.
Yeah, just relax.
A little pit bull.
Right.
So, what you say about treating niggas how they treat us?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dogging their ass out. Uh-huh. Or, like, you ever just, like, slutting a nigga out. It's just...
What is slutting a nigga out? Because I've seen that before, and I'd be like, ooh, have I done that?
I feel like slutting a nigga out is just, like, really putting your pussy on him. Like, really just, like, you ever fuck the nigga, like, you just make him lay down and you do everything? That's, like, slutting you out. Like, nigga,
right.
Like, you just, it was like a quick, you literally didn't do nothing but lay there.
I mean, I've been told by a man that I made him feel like that. But it wasn't my intention, it just happened.
Yeah, so I feel like I like to sometimes...
Take a man.
Yeah, just dog him out, send him back to the street.
Girl.
Like, niggas be thinking they the prize.
No, especially nowadays. That's what I was talking about with the pussy power thing. Like, you are not the prize a woman is. That pussy is.
Hello. So you say you got like a new show.
Uh-huh.
Let's talk about that.
I have a new reality show coming out.
Hey, mm-hmm. What it's about?
This about me, like in probably like a month or two, it'll be like cameras rolling. We haven't committed to a network yet, but it's gonna be on TV.
So it's like covering like your everyday life?
Everything.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm excited to see what Sweetie do behind the scenes. Cause, okay, let's talk about this mirror.
What?
That you take everywhere.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, how that mirror fit in your car?
Girl, it's just like magic. It just be like, put it in my little Birkin.
So, are you currently dating?
No.
You're not?
Girl, I wish. No, it's weird. It's weird. I'm used to, like, good morning texts, good night texts, drive-bys. Mm-hmm. But no.
Nobody?
And I wish I was lying. Yes. You got some friends?
I'm just telling you, this niggas ain't shit, Missy. Mm-hmm. I'm dating, but I'm still outside, and I'm like, niggas just ain't shit, like, no matter how old they is.
You know what's hella crazy? I feel like when you're single in the industry, you know everybody's business. Mm-hmm. But when you're, like, dating someone, you don't know nothing that's going on.
Right.
It's like, because once I became single, like, all this information started coming to me, and I'm just like, I can't believe some people be moving how they move.
Right.
Yeah.
So what's your type?
My type? You know what? I work so much mm-hmm. that when I'm with a man, I want to be submissive. I want to be, like, led. I want him to, like, guide me. I don't want to be, like, the woman calling the shots.
Yeah.
Like, I want, like, downtime. Like, let me be, like, submissive. Like, you know, just chilling. Like, I want, like, a man-man.
Yeah, that's how I am, too. I love, like, a man. Like, I like a man that cook, rub my feet.
Right.
Playing my hair.
Mm-hmm. Rub your booty.
All day long.
Exactly.
What's your thoughts on having, like, a dating roster? Like, being experienced.
I think dating is important. I think, like, when I was younger, as soon as I started talking to somebody, I just shut down everybody else. Mm-hmm. But, like, as you get older, you realize that dating is normal.
Yeah.
Like, I think women, like, commit too quick.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, he got a whole roster, you know? And I just, like, I'm all for, like, women just, like, living their best life with whoever they want to live it with. And since I've been single, like, I do like dating.
Yeah, I feel like it's important today. I feel like it's important to be experienced because...
Exactly.
If not, it's like you don't know nothing. And I feel like with every person that you encounter and you, like, come in contact with, you learn something new.
Yes, you do. And you realize how different, like, men are.
Listen.
What?
I know that's right, because it's like... I was like, damn. You know, like, I missed out on a lot. Like, you know, before I was like... I've been in relationships, I've been dating certain people, but it's like once you like really meet somebody and they start showing you new things and just bringing out like a better version of yourself, it's just like...
That's what I want. I want someone to bring like the best version out of me.
And it's some men out here that can really, really do that.
Where they at?
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, I don't even know. I ain't even gonna make nothing up. I don't know. You just gotta find them.
You gonna find us.
So how do you feel about like dating older men?
Oh, I like it.
Like it? Have you ever dated somebody older?
Yep. I like older men because they know what they want. They communicate. And it's like, I love it. You just know what you gonna get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very grown, very straight to the point.
Do you like older men?
I love older men. I feel like, for what I experience, good and bad. I feel like they're just honest. They know what they want. Mm-hmm. They've been through a lot. They can teach you a lot, and like you can learn from them. I feel like I love men my age as well too, because I feel like we can have fun with them.
Right. I feel like older men is good during the day, and younger men is good at night, because older men be getting tired.
Yeah,
they do. And it's just like, that's when I realize that they're older than me.
Yeah, like, the guys that's your age, like, they with the shit. Like,
yeah, they with everything. Know,
they
Let's
with
go.
Everything. Uh-huh. Like, when they're a little older, it's like, hey, listen.
They got schedules.
I done been done that, and it's right. Like, I have it, so we finna go outside.
That's exactly what it is.
Thank you, sweetie, for coming to my show. Mm-hmm. I love you so much.
I love you. When am I coming back?
Whenever you're ready.
Whenever you're ready, I'm ready.
Period. I'm ready after this show.
Yeah, me too.
You are now watching Carisha Please on Revo.
The best show ever.
Period.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.